Hey everybody, this is Jerry just coming to you to give you another podcast installment. It's been a while since I've talked to you, so I wanted to just send you a podcast for a couple reasons. The first is today is March 21st, 2011. It's Monday, and normally we would have our night of praise, but due to an AC issue, we were forced to cancel our meeting for tonight. So in lieu of that, I just wanted to talk to you guys and give you some encouragement, tell you how much I love you, how much I appreciate you. I've been praying a tremendous amount for all of you, and just am really excited about what God's got in store this year for you guys. I am so stinking excited to be able to be in the place that I am this year, to encourage you, to challenge you, to help you get to that next place of kingdom living. So starting this week, in fact, is going to be a series of weekly podcasts that are coming out. And so this will be the first in the series. And one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is relying on God. And what does that really mean? And so I've kind of identified about seven items that point to relying on God. Got some scriptures, got some quotes that I want to read to you, but most of all to get you to understand that God can do anything. He is the God of the impossible. He is the God of the things that we cannot give ourselves. He is such an incredible high king. He loves us so much. And I just want to encourage you guys and challenge you guys through a series of podcasts. I'm really excited about getting ready to get these pumped out to you guys. And since we are not having a meeting tonight on March 21st, I'm going to give you the first podcast. So let's get started. So I've been praying about, what does it mean to rely on God? What does it mean to rely? Well, to me, rely means trust. I can trust God for anything. I can trust God for health, for provision. I can trust Him for guidance, patience. I can trust Him for peace of mind. I can trust Him and rely on Him for the provisions of my daily needs. I can even rely and trust Him in the area of success in my life. And these are kind of some of the things I'm going to talk to you about the next few days, or the next few podcasts that I sent out. So the first one is this: the future. That is a huge question for a lot of people. It is still the beginning of the year. Even though we're in the middle of March, it's still the beginning of the year. We have a long way yet to go. And I am still amazed how many people are still fearful of the future. So many people are asking themselves, what am I going to be when I grow up? What am I going to be about? What are the things that God's called me to do? What's my ministry? There's so much fear about the future, especially today with our economy, today with what's going on with all of the calamities and weather, most recently with Japan, all the calamities with the quake in Haiti, then all of the civil uprising as you hear across the Middle Eastern blocks, in Libya and Egypt, and all of these countries that are just going through a bunch of discord and unrest. And so many people are contemplating, what does the future hold for me? And I just want to give you guys some perspective on it, because God has, you know, nothing surprises God. You've got to remember that, saints, that you can trust God for anything. Why? Because what happened in weather, the calamities, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, that doesn't surprise God. God knew those things already. You know, the wars, that doesn't surprise God. That is natural. That is normal. Weather and wars are things that have gone on for years and years and years and thousands of years, and will continue to go on until He returns back to earth. And so it's all about the future. If we get so caught up thinking about what the future is going to be for us, we are really missing the opportunity to live our lives to the fullness, to live the best days of our life right now, because we're walking in fear and intimidation about what the future holds for us. You know, you can rely on God. You can trust God. Herbert Spencer wrote this quote that I really was impressed about when I was thinking about the future. What Herbert Spencer said was this: "The wise man must remember that while he is a descendant of the past, he is a parent to the future." I'll read that again. "The wise man must remember that while he is a descendant of the past, he is a parent of the future." You know, there are so many things that are happening going on right now. But it all comes down to the common question: what does the future have in store for me? Well, I've been thinking about that, and I found another quote. This quote is by Victor Hugo. Victor Hugo said this. He said, "The future has several names. The future has several names." Here they are. "For the weak, it is called the impossible. For the faint-hearted, it is called the unknown. For the thoughtful and the valiant, it is the ideal." God does not look at your past to determine your future. I'm going to say that again. God does not look at your past to determine your future. So, let's go to the Word. I'm going to read some scripture to you about the future to give you an understanding that you can trust God for the future. Here's the first one. Proverbs 19, verse 21. It says this. It's from the ESV version of the Bible. It says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." A hope and a future. You can trust God. We have many plans because it's our nature. We like plans. We have plans that just take up our entire lives. We have a plan in how we're going to do our jobs. We have a plan in how we're going to take care and manage our families. We have a plan for everything. But it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand above everything. You can trust God for your future. Any plans you have, anything you try to do out of your control, out of your own strength, will still not thwart the ultimate plan that God has for your life. Why? Because in Jeremiah he says, "For I know the plans I have for you." That means God has been thinking about your life from the beginning. He has already prepared it. He's seen it. He's put things in place to prepare you for it. He knows the plans that he has for you. He has plans to do some things. One of them is to prosper you. The other is to not harm you, and plans to give you hope and a future. Saints, remember, just hearing that verse alone takes away the stress of having to prepare for the future. Now, I'm not saying it's unwise to prepare for the future. What I'm saying is don't fret or worry over the future. Be diligent. Work is unto the Lord. Save if you want to save. Invest if you want to invest. But ultimately, it comes down to seeking the face of God. You want to know what the future has in store for you? Then sit at the feet of God. Sit at the one who created you. Look into his eyes. Gaze upon his beauty. And realize that's your future. Let's go to another verse. It's from Psalms 138, verse 8. It says this: "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands." The Lord will fulfill his purpose for you. He loves you. And those that he loves, he takes care of. Those that he loves, he shields. Those that he loves, he protects. Those that he loves, he clothes. For those that he loves, he feeds. For those that he loves, he is gone to prepare a place in the heaven of heavens for you. God has a plan. God has a plan for you, saints. The next verse, Psalms 37:37. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. There is a future for the man of peace. Basically what that verse is saying, saints, is this, is that be blameless, be upright, be a person of peace, because that is a future that God has for you. If you are blameless, you walk upright, above reproach, you walk in peace, you be a peacemaker, God has a future that's huge, ginormous for you. He desires for your success. He desires to give you everything you need. God loves you. Proverbs 27:1 says, don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring. Now, how true is that? Not brag. Some people want to brag about tomorrow, but some people are stressing about tomorrow and it hasn't even happened. Some people are stressing about tomorrow last Monday. But you don't know what the day will bring. But God does. Our Father in heaven, saints, loves you. Our Father in heaven wants you and has chosen you from the foundation of the earth. He has spoken you in existence. I will not quit telling you how fearfully and wonderfully made you are. And for those that are fearfully and wonderfully made, He has great plans, huge plans for you. He has the perfect job, the perfect finances, the perfect spouse, the perfect children. You just have to hold on and live today, sitting at His feet, gazing into His eyes, knowing the one that loved you. Are you Martha or are you Mary? Are you busy and consumed with the details of the future that you can't even enjoy the presence of the Lord who's right in front of you today? God loves you, and He desires you to trust Him and know that He has a future in store, because He loves you. It's the reoccurring theme, because He loves you, because He loves you, because God loves you. He has a great future for you. To get to that place and to understand that, saints, you have to let go and truly let God have full access to your heart of hearts. You have to sometimes allow Him to take over your common sensibilities. Sometimes you have to kind of go, okay, God, I have no clue, but you do, and begin to walk it out. That's called blind faith. Some of you just need to sit at the feet of God and don't move for a week, because you're too busy to see Him and hear Him. Because you're so concerned about the future. The whole earth is concerned about the future. But those that love the Lord have nothing to fear. For the Lord takes care of those that He loves. Just want to encourage you. I want you to know how much God loves you. I think that you guys are incredible people, and you're becoming even more incredible people. I encourage you guys to get connected to Tools 24/7. If you haven't seen or been to the website, it's www.tools247.org. From the website, you can go and do a lot of things. We have a blog section. We have a podcast section where this will be posted. We even have a donate section. We are a nonprofit organization. And saints, let me be honest with you. It takes money to do ministry. Our job is to take care of as many people as we can. We have a benevolence fund that we give those that need a financial need. And then the money it is to operate, to bless you guys and to give you guys and bring you these things, such as the newsletter and the word of the day and even the podcasting. All of that requires finances to do that. So we're not begging for money, but we are giving you an opportunity to sow into what we believe is fertile soil. And so even from the website, there's a donate section. We love you guys. And really, the expectation of this whole ministry is that it really is all about you. From Genesis to MAPS, God desired relationship because it was all about you. This ministry exists just to give you practical tools along the journey. We love you guys and we're praying for you guys. We know that there's going to be huge things to come to pass this year. Some of you guys are just stressed out about what's going to happen next week, much less being able to think about and being overwhelmed about the year. But God's got a plan for you. You can rely on Him for the future to take care of you, to shield you, to protect you, because He loves you. So I really am excited about being able to bring you this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're encouraged. I hope your faith is stirred up. My faith is stirred up. And look forward to another one soon, because we're going to still be talking about that you can trust God. That's the theme. You can trust God. The first portion that you can trust God with is your future. So stay tuned, because the next podcast, Saints, we're going to talk about guidance. You can rely on God for guidance. That means any question you have, any situation you have, anything that you have gone through or going through or will go through, God will guide you through it. You can rely on God. You can trust Him. Why? Because He's huge. He's awesome. And He's incredible. And He loves you. I can't wait till I get to talk to you again. Be blessed. Know that we're praying for you. If you have any prayer requests, you can also go to the website. There's now a prayer section. And you can put in a prayer request, and it gets sent to the prayer coordinator, and then gets assimilated to the leadership of this ministry. And we are excited and blessed and honored to take your requests before the Father. We love you guys. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Be blessed. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.